Story 22, King Saul. The prophet Samuel was the leader of Israel for many years. When he became an old man, the elders of Israel came to him and said, "Before you die, give us a king so we will be like all the other nations around us." There was a man from the tribe of Benjamin whose name was Saul. He was a tall, good-looking man. In fact, he was head and shoulders taller than almost everyone else. God told Samuel to anoint Saul as king. Samuel said to Saul, "The future of Israel is in your hands." Saul said, "No, I'm from the smallest tribe in Israel. How can you say that the future of Israel is in my hands?" But in the morning, the prophet anointed Saul with oil and told him that he would be the king of Israel. On a certain day, Samuel wanted to introduce the new king to all the tribes of Israel. When the time came, Samuel looked around, but he couldn't see Saul. He prayed and asked God, "Where is he?" God said, "Look over there. He has hidden himself." So Samuel sent some men to find Saul and bring him before the people. Samuel announced, "Here is the man who will be your king and fight your battles and rule over you." The people shouted, "Long live the king!" After that, the Lord was with Saul and helped him lead the people of Israel. Before long, the Philistines made plans to fight against Saul and his army. Israel had 3,000 men ready for battle. The prophet Samuel told Saul to stay in a certain place and wait for him. Samuel said that he would come and offer a sacrifice to the Lord first before the men went into battle. Saul waited for 7 days. And Samuel still didn't come. Finally, Saul ordered, "Bring me the things I need for the sacrifice." So his men brought him the things he needed, and Saul offered up the sacrifice himself. Just as he finished, Samuel arrived. He said, "Saul, what have you done?" Saul answered, "When you didn't come, my men started running away. Actually, most of them are already gone. I was afraid the Philistines would attack us. I needed the Lord's blessing, so I decided to offer the sacrifice myself." "You did it yourself? How foolish! You didn't trust the Lord, and you didn't obey. This was a test, and you failed it. If you had done right, God would have established your kingdom forever. Now your kingdom will not continue. The Lord is already looking for a man after his own heart. He will become king, and God will establish his kingdom forever." Saul ruled over Israel for 42 years and did many great things. He led his army well, and they won many battles. However, in his later years, Saul wanted to control everyone in his life, even his own family members. King Saul didn't trust in God, and he didn't obey God as he should have.